This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, the breeding season is coming up for cattle producers, and now is the time to start planning, right?
It is. It may seem like it's a little ways away, but it's something that we really need to be thinking about a few months ahead of time. Foundationally, nutrition is really important for reproduction and making sure that cattle breed back on time and maintain a yearly calving interval. So the first thing we want to do is make sure that cattle are in a proper body condition. And we know that thin cattle tend to calve later the next year or end up not getting pregnant at all. So making sure that cattle are in a moderate body condition by meeting their requirements during lactation can be especially important. They devote a lot of energy to milk production, and so providing that with your feeds is going to be really important. One of the only ways you know to do that is by testing the feeds that you hope to feed.
All right, good stuff, Lacey. We'll have more on meeting cattle requirements when we come back.
If you are a soon-to-be high school grad searching for your career in the trades, check out this career position. Keller Paving and Landscaping in Minot, North Dakota is hiring. We're hiring hardworking, dependable team members for paving, earthwork operators and laborers, along with truck drivers. Competitive pay, opportunities to grow, experience is great, but a strong work ethic is even better. Apply today at Keller Paving and Landscaping. Call 701-852-5030.
Pipers Auctioneers has your equipment needs covered this spring with Pipers exclusive equipment auctions across the Upper Midwest, including Pipers regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, Devil's Lake, and Sioux Falls, alongside an incredible line of farm and ranch retirement auctions near Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and Halliday and Judd, North Dakota, and Pipers premier auctions featuring the Tim Olson Construction Business Retirement Auction near Buffalo, South Dakota. For full inventory details and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the region, log on to Pipers.com.
Talking breeding and nutrition today for your livestock with Lacey Quayle on Ag Issues. And Lacey, how about another pointer for nutritional requirements?
So during lactation, right after cattle have calved, their energy can increase by nearly 50%, and their protein requirements can go up just as much, if not more. And so meeting those is important. If you find that you need to supplement energy or protein, we kind of have to think about strategically how to do that. So protein can be supplemented anywhere from 1 to 3 times each week, whereas energy should be supplemented daily to be most effective. The overall protein in a ration needs to be at least 8% when we think about rumen health and the overall forage intake of those animals.
All right. Good stuff as always, Lacey. Thanks for that. And that brings this report to a close. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Keller Paving in Minot, by Pipers Auctioneers, and by Peak Nutrition, protein shakes, energy teas on South Broadway, Minot.